There's a shaila that came up in two different forms recently, and I never gave a share on it other than in Daf Yomi, so I figured it would be a good opportunity to talk a little bit about it. A fellow told me that he had recently bought a pair of reading glasses. It came in a closed box, and he brought them home, and he opened up the box, and the glasses were broken. So the obvious thing to do is to return them to the store, and he has no doubt that the store is a very generous return policy. But the problem is that he went back to the store, and the return line was like 45 minutes long. So he wanted to know, can you just go over to the shelf, put back his box of broken glasses, and take a box of non-broken glasses, and take matters into his own hands that way. Another shaila that came up, again, same topic, a fellow told me that he went to his local bagel store, and he ordered a bagel, egg, and cheese one morning, and he went back home, or went back to his office, opened it up, and it was a bagel and egg with no cheese. So he could go back to the store and get his dollar back for the, whatever it costs for the cheese, or the next day when he goes and orders a bagel, egg, and cheese, he can go order his bagel, egg, and cheese, and then when he gets to the cash register, tell the person, bagel and egg. And that way, he would even the score, so to speak, on the previous day's order. So the question is one allowed to do something like this? So this is a sugya, Mesachs Bava Kama, Tav Chav Zayin Chav Ches. The Gemara talks about the issue of Avid Inish, Dina Lenafshe. Can a person take the law into his own hands? The Gemara tells a story of two people who were partners in a well, and one of them was drawing water on a day that wasn't his proper day, and the other one threw something at him and chased him away in order to be able to draw the water himself. And the Gemara tells us that even if you hold lo avid inish din al nafshe b'makom pseida avid inish din al nafshe, if you're going to lose out by not taking the law into your own hands, then for sure you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. And the Gemara tells us it's really a machlokas in general whether you can take the law into your own hands. Rav Yehuda amar lo avid inishdin al nafshei, Rav Nachman amar avid inishdin al nafshei. But when there's a loss involved, and over here there would have been a loss, Rashi explains, because you have no idea how much water he's going to take. You have no idea, though, the whole well might dry up, and you'll have and it'll be a loss that maybe is not even recoverable or not measurable. So when there's a loss involved, for sure everyone is going to agree that you don't need to be matriach to go in front of Beis Din. If there's no loss, Rav Nachman holds, you still don't need to be matriach to go in front of Beis Din, because you know what you're owed, and you could take what you're rightfully owed. The Rif, the Rush, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch all paskin like Rav Nachman, that Avid Inish Dina L'Nafshei, you don't have to be matriach yourself to go to Beis Din, even when there's no loss, you could take the law into your own hands. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Dalin and Chosh Mishpat, Yochal Adam Lasos Din Liatzmo, Imroa Shelo Biyad Acher. You see your item in someone else's hands, because Shegazlo, he stole it from you, Yochal Lekachto Miyado, you could take it right back from him. And if he puts up a fight, Yochal Hakoso Achi Anichenu, you could beat him up until he lets you until you take the item back, presuming that there's no other way to do it. The Rama adds that's what one is allowed to do in order to retrieve his own items. Now, obviously, there have to be some limitations on this halacha, because nobody was ever wrong in the Din Torah. Anytime anyone ever argues with anybody about any Din Imamunis, you could ask people, do you want Pshara or you want Din? They'll always say, I want Din, because I'm right. You know, why would I be interested in anything other than Din? I'm 100% right. So a person, obviously, in their own mind, is always 100% right. There have to be some limitations. So the Rush writes, first of all, he says you cannot be memashkin, you can't take a mashkin from someone, something else other than your object. If your object is in their hands, you can take your object back. The Mordechai in Bava Kama adds that not only your object, it has to be that you know for sure that it's your object. Meaning not only is it only on that object, but it has to be, can't be that, oh, I lost a baseball bat yesterday in camp, and I see a kid walking around camp with the same baseball bat. Oh, must be he stole it from me. Or he went to bat day the same way. They don't have bat day anymore. They'll probably not be so good anymore. But it used to be when the world was a more wholesome place, that bat day. And, we got the same. 50,000 other fans also got the same one. It's possible that he has his and it's not yours. You have to know for sure that it, in fact, is yours. Mordechai brings a raya from the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Hey. The Gemara tells us that Rav Huna lost 400 barrels of wine went bad on him. So he wanted to know what he did wrong. He had to do a cheshbon nefesh, and he said, the Rabbanim told me you have to do cheshbon nefesh. Maybe you did something wrong. He said, Mi chashidna beinaychu? You think I did something wrong? So they said, well, Mi chashid kutcher brichu davidina blodina? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something something wrong by punishing you if you didn't actually deserve it? And what was discovered was that he didn't pay his sharecropper on time. So he said, didn't pay my sharecropper on time. Those guys steal from me all the time. They take everything. I was just, if anything, I was just evening the score. They steal everything from me. But apparently he did wrong. You don't even the score on a different cheshbon if they took a specific object from you, so you could take that object back. There's also a discussion in the lundus of this din. Is it that you are acting on behalf of Beis Din in taking what is yours, or is it just that you're taking the law into your own hands and becoming your own Beis Din, so to speak? It's that you're actually doing a din, or that you're not actually doing a din, you're just promoting justice. The Rambam records this halacha in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Parak Beis Halacha Yud Beis, and the Rambam writes that this is like a din. He says, if in Kibbul of Baldin of Avil Beis and Vidarsha, Matsu Shask Halacha, Vidin MS Don Liatzmo, Ain Sosun as Dino. If it was a din MS that he was Don Liatzmo, the Lashon is very laden. It sounds like it's really very strongly his own din that he had done, and therefore we cannot be so ser that din. Nafkamina might be whether you're to what extent you're allowed to go. Lahakoso, that's something that Beis Din might do also to force somebody to do things. But can you do other things that Beis Din would never do? Can you lie in order to retrieve that which is rightfully yours? Beis Din probably wouldn't lie in order to. They have other methods at their disposal. Are you just an extension of Beis Din, or are you? There was a case in one of the Achronim. They had to get Rav Zilberstein, I think, or one of these types of Svarim. Maybe Mishpatei Torah. One of these types of Svarim. They had a case with a fellow who wasn't paying his Vada Bayis fees. You know, his whatever they. I don't know what the English word is, but the he wasn't paying the fees for the co-op to pay for whatever, for the electricity and the gardening and everything, and the fellow was making an engagement party of art for his daughter that night, so they wanted to hang up signs all over the whole building that this guy doesn't pay his chovos, and that way everyone who's coming for the engagement party will see that the new mechutin is a terrible person. So that's a pretty extreme measure to take. Is that included in Avad Inish Dina Lenafshei? So this is the discussion that Poskim have. It seems to be that it's a machlokas amongst the poskim. I asked Rav Shechter particularly about the two cases that I mentioned with the glasses and with the cheese, and he said it does seem to fit the parameters of an Ishtin Nafshe, meaning, in this case, the store would be the first ones to tell you that they owe you the money. It's just too much of a hassle to go through the normal process to get to that point. But you know for sure they owe you the money, and it's not going to be any bother to get that money back. There's an easy solution. There's an easy way to do it. I was just happened to be listening on the way in to Yeshiva today. Ari Wasserman was interviewing Rabbi Ari Wasserman, the brother of the Sai Sims Dean, was interviewing Rabbi Breidowitz from Or Sameach, and he asked Rabbi Breidowitz about a case of someone who lost one of his receipts on a business trip, and he received another receipt from another expense, but the receipt that he received from the other expense didn't have a number filled in. So can he fill in a number that includes both prices on the the car service receipt, a number that covers the car service and the food? And Breidowitz said, Avad Inish Dina Lenafshei. The company would owe him that money. Those were reasonable expenses. However, just to close, just a couple of things to keep in mind. First of all, when there's a great risk of Chilul Hashem, because it can very easily be seen. You know, wherever you are in the store nowadays, there are cameras there, and there are often people watching. So it does not seem that it is worth the risk of creating some sort of Chilul Hashem. If you're at the bagel store and you say bagel and egg to the cashier, the guy who's working by the eggs might say, "What do you mean? You got a cheese also?" And that would create a sense of Chilul Hashem, and that certainly should be avoided. Rabbi Breidowitz also pointed out in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that very often when it comes to issues of honesty and dishonesty, even when it is justified lahalacha, even when it is mutter, it does take a toll on a person's neshama. So in general, we would always promote that which is most straightforward, most honest. There are situations where people are owed exorbitant sums of money, and the person admits that they owe them the money, but the payment is not forthcoming, and there are other ways to get around it. So there are heterim there. That's why this halacha exists. But for the kleinikait, it doesn't seem that it's really worth it. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Yeah.